Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Very much looking forward to finishing out the regular season this week. I told our guys not many times in life that you're going to have a chance to win 11 games. And it's a chance for opportunity for us to go 1-0 this week, go on the road, and understanding that symmetry of being 1-11 the first year and a chance to be 11-1 is certainly not lost on me or lost on our guys. So,
the John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
The games that we call big games, well, they're big games because we're playing. They're not big games because of who we're playing. They're big games because we're playing. And this is a huge game. Huge game. This is the biggest game of the year. And we're playing against good players. We're going on the road. There's all these challenges, you know, going on the road is always a challenge. The weather could be a challenge. It says it's going to rain. It says there's going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds. All those things are challenges, but it's a big game because we're playing it.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us. Day before Thanksgiving, holiday for a lot of folks, and a lot of folks on the road. I can attest to that. Welcome in. Glad you're with us, John Morris. Garrett Ross in studio this morning. So, Garrett, quick trip down to Temple today to record the Big 12 update that airs on Friday at 6 on KCN TV. Usually I go on Friday mornings.
Right.
But with the holiday and, you know, different staffing over the holidays there, it was better to go today. So yeah. Down to Temple. Quick trip. It wasn't bad, but, man, you can tell. Even this time of the morning, it is starting to pick up on the highway on I-35. And if Buc-ee's is any indication, now Buc-ee's is always crowded.
Right.
But you
super
can tell.
Packed today.
Yeah, you can tell. It's the day before a holiday and there's a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, I would want to try to avoid 35 at all costs over like throughout the week. And especially here, man, it's going to get so jammed up once people start, you know, hitting by McLean Stadium and everything with the construction. There's apparently a video of people trying to leave L.A. last night. I saw that. Have you seen it?
Well, Coach Rod retweeted it also. Steve Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Because he used to live out there.
Oh, man.
And it was like this picture from, I think, Channel 2, CBS 2 out there. And his comment was, look at all the lights.
Yeah. So hopefully it won't get that bad, but it's going to be bad.
Man. There was a story. Where was that? Maybe it was on the NBC Nightly News last night. It was talking about if you live in places like L.A.
Right.
And named other cities, your best time to leave for travel was 3 a.m.
That's horrible.
Isn't that crazy?
And then you got to think about how many other people have that same mindset.
Yeah.
So like everybody's like, okay, we're going to get out at 3 a.m. And then you just create a traffic jam.
Exactly. So maybe by 9, everybody's done.
Yeah.
Everybody's where they need to be.
I would not want to do that, especially – you know, like Houston or Dallas. Oh, it's got to be brutal.
You know it is. And I-35, so yesterday, Terry and I were out yesterday afternoon, and I knocked off work early, and we were running some errands, and I think we were right around Central Texas Marketplace, and the traffic on I-35 going north was backed up to Central Texas Marketplace. So that's really a backup northbound.
I know Smokey was trying to get to Bocconi's yesterday for the live, and he said that like he was trying to get on 35, and it was, you know, just it's like a parking lot.
Yep. So, you know, and I-35 is so highly traveled anyway, and you throw in Thanksgiving, so yep, be careful out there. Give yourself a little extra time if you are traveling. The stop at Buc-ee's was fun this morning because I got to see my friends from RB Stewart.
They're doing good?
Yeah, they're doing great. So you know the story there, the backstory. These are my guys, Andre and Jeff Mon. They're in the fuel trucks for RB Stewart. They deliver to Buc-ee's and I'm sure other places. And it just, you know, I'm there once a week for, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
But I keep running into them, and it's great. They'd all started way back, and Chris Allman's going to join us later. Chris was here when all this started.
Right.
And Andre said, man, I like those wheels. And it was my Jeep, you know, and he really liked it. And so that we struck up a conversation and have kept it going through the year since then.
We should really try to figure out a way to get them in here.
Oh, they would do it too.
That would be fun.
Oh, they would do it. Yeah.
Just to get like their perspective, you know, like a whole story. That would be a fun. That would be fun.
So these guys, it's Andre and it's Jeff Mon. And so sometimes I just wave, you know, and honk if I see them. But today we had a chance to visit a little bit. I was almost late getting back because we had a good conversation. But we were talking about Baylor football. And they said, even Jeff Mon said, yeah, I really don't care about college. But now, you know, because I know you, I sort of watch and listen. So
new
I'm
fan.
Following Baylor. Yeah. And then Andre said kind of the same thing. He said, I'm a Baylor fan now because of you.
That's awesome.
So that is really cool. So those are my guys. And I think I'm okay in announcing this on the air. Andre has gotten a promotion. He's going to be in management for RB Stewart. So
awesome.
He told me that today and happy for him. I told him I was happy and proud for him. And Jeff Mon gets a promotion also. They both move up. So really cool guys, and again, just kind of a chance meeting at Bucky's, you know, in Temple.
God.
And we just, you know, on occasion see each other nowhere else but Bucky's.
Well, hopefully the promotions will not take away the, y'all's visiting times.
Well, I'm afraid it might for Andre because he won't be, you know, he won't be out to driving the truck anymore. So, but we'll have to make something
work.
Yeah,
we'll have to figure something out.
So happy Thanksgiving to those guys and fun to visit with them this morning. And Bucky's was hopping, let me tell you. Bucky's is always hopping. Usually when I go through there, it's on a Friday. So, you know, maybe that's one of their busier days of the week.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's normal every day of the week. But then today, day before holiday, it was really busy.
I like getting their beef jerky. I love Bucky's. It's probably one of the best.
It's, I know.
You know it's
fun.
It's simply amazing.
I can't drive by there and not stop.
Yeah.
I have to stop.
I don't know. It's so difficult to not stop.
Like, yeah, that's
like,
me.
It's almost... I don't even know. It's like almost non-Texan if you don't stop.
Yeah.
You
know? It's rude not to
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we got that done this morning. Quick trip to Temple and back and here. And Chris Allman will join us in a bit. Chris, as you know, gives us fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor opponents. And this week it's the Kansas Jayhawks. And normally we do it on Fridays, but with holiday and no shows tomorrow or Friday, Chris is agreeable to come in today, so we'll get an update on young Jack Allman and get some fun facts to know and tell and share.
It'll be fun. Oh, it's gonna be young Jack's. It's gonna be his first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is. Isn't
so
it?
We'll get that perspective as well.
That's very good. We need Jack to come in also.
He does. He needs to make an appearance.
So we need Andre. We need Jeff Mon. And we need young Jack Allman. To just show up
just
and come in
them,
the studio.
Book everything.
Book them. All right, Baylor football is practicing this morning, and a little different schedules we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Normally it's Tuesday morning, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, and then a fast Friday for Baylor football. That's their normal week. This week, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. So today, they're practicing today, then Coach Rule is going to cut them loose. The ones who can to go home for a little bit and then be back for practice tomorrow night, Thursday night. So really nice that they're able to do that in the middle of the week, you know, on a game week. It's not like they don't have a game on Saturday, an important game.
They're going to practice on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I would not eat very much.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, that could be brutal.
Can you imagine? But what about some of these guys? They go home and it's mama's cooking.
Yeah.
And are they going to?
Well,
man.
In the back of their mind, they're going to be thinking, Coach Rule's going to get this out of me in a little bit.
That's right. We'll ask Coach about that. We've got some media with him coming up over the noon hour today. But to ask him if he has any advice to share with those guys.
Yeah, I would definitely be erring on the side of caution with that.
Oh, man. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
You got Thanksgiving and you're going to practice that night?
Maybe they won't. Maybe it'll be like a walkthrough, you know, something simple.
It won't be. It's not a full-scale, you know, hitting practice on Thursday. But
it
still,
would be funny if he's like, run it.
Get it out of you. That's true. So Baylor, Kansas is Saturday, 2:30 kickoff, 12:30 airtime here on ESPN Central Texas. We'll be in Lawrence where it is supposed to be cold and rainy in the 40s and rainy and I think windy to go along with it. So that will probably cut into the crowd there, the gathering there. You know, it's on Thanksgiving week, too, and you'd think most of their students would probably be gone. So that's a tough draw. With that weather on Thanksgiving week, you know, and Kansas sitting at 3-8, that would be a tough task to draw a good crowd to.
Yeah, you'd have to come up with like a really good marketing plan or something to get them in there. But yeah, and you can't blame them in a situation like that if they don't show.
Yeah.
I mean, you want your fans to show up, but in the circumstances behind that, I can understand.
That's tough. I mean, that'd be a tough sell for pretty much anybody.
Especially there where it's, you know, traditionally a basketball school, and I'm sure everybody's focus is already, you know, flipped over to, you know, basketball. And
right.
So that's going to be even more difficult.
Right, exactly. Kansas basketball won, by the way, last night in the Maui Invitational. We visited with David Lawrence yesterday. They beat BYU last night. I watched a good chunk of that game. So they play for the championship. They meet Dayton for the championship of the Maui Invitational. It comes up today. I think it's this afternoon, like 4 o'clock this afternoon for the championship game.
I think the thriller of the night was obviously Stephen F. Austin.
Oh, my gosh. How about that? Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
That was freaking unreal.
Like, so, go ahead.
No, I mean, just to be able, like, to that whole last sequence, how it plays out, you got the ball loose, and then you get it, and you got the Knights outlet pass, and they had that timeout, and he's just like, nah, I got this. Fast break, boom, and then, it was just an amazing play.
In overtime, in case you didn't know, Stephen F. Austin, coached by Kyle Keller, beat Duke, number one in the nation, on their home floor in Cameron Indoor. Was it the first, what is it, what did I hear, biggest upset? I think it was
15 years or something.
Well, I heard 30 years as far as the spread in the game, biggest upset in college basketball in 30 years. Duke's, would it be their first non-conference home loss since 2000? Does that make sense?
That might have been what it was with the year that I was thinking. So it would be not 15, it would be like 19 years.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't happen often. Cameron Indoor went overtime, and it was a dramatic finish. So the game was on. I started looking for the game. Mm-hmm. I was watching Kansas and BYU and then getting the updates on Duke, and I started looking for the game.
Right.
And they said it was on ACC Network Plus. Yeah, I said, so I don't have that.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have that one. So, but ESPN was giving a lot of good updates and highlights, and really in that Kansas game, they were keeping you up to date. But that's a huge win for Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, and so just this year, you've already had what, Evansville knock off Kentucky.
Yep, yep.
You know, knocking off a number one, and then now Stephen F. Austin. That's what's great about basketball. There's more parity.
Yeah,
I think, you know, especially now with the how everything is. You know, everybody wants to be a one, or you can't do one and done no more. But it just team, you don't see a lot of senior led teams, people leave early, and I think there's just more parity, and you see more games like this.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen in basketball. And you know, you think about what would be the relative upset in football, in college football. I mean
I would always, when you look to me, I always automatically go to the Appalachian State, Michigan.
Right. But that was a good team, though. That was App State in lower division, but that was a good team, coached by Jerry Moore. But even in that, that's kind of the one you think of, right, as far as huge upsets.
That's the one I'm always drawn to that game.
Right. But Stephen F. Austin to go into Cameron Indoor Stadium. And here's Kyle Keller post-game, and very, you know, he's pretty mild-mannered most of the time anyway, and he's thanking Coach K for allowing them to play the game.
Yeah. So he was on Golic and Wingo this morning, and he was talking about, like, how he felt bad for him because he's been on that side of it when he worked at Kansas. And, you know, he was talking about how Duke had come off that big win or that big game, and he said that they were exhausted maybe, and they didn't get their full, you know, so he had a lot of sympathy for what they were going through.
That's right. Well, that's kind of him.
Yeah.
But boy, that is a huge win for SFA. All right, let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Wake up, Waco. It's time for your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Here with us today is Eric Lovett. Eric, you've made an offer for the book Income Allocation. Why does this financial model and structure for our assets make so much sense for today's retiree?
Let's go back and talk about how you've always done things till the time you retire. You've always, first and foremost, had an income plan. Your paycheck is your income plan. What you save after your bills, that is your investment plan. Typically, no one has an investment plan or asset allocation without first working and having a paycheck as an income plan. Here's the misstep. Wall Street and the lump sum we built up in our investment plan lead us to believe that at a specific age or a certain dollar amount, it's okay to abandon our income plan, leave the paycheck behind and replace it with only our investment plan. Do you feel comfortable relying on your investments not to falter? Are you confident in the asset allocation investment plan that has never supported you suddenly providing everything that your paycheck has until this point? Everything and more, because every day is Saturday in retirement. Income allocation works by showing you exactly what you will need, how much you will have to take from your retirement investment accounts to replace that paycheck. It is very specific. It is contractual and mathematical. It prioritizes your highest needs in retirement. It is exactly what we do here at Lovett & Associates, and we do it every day. We've helped so many people around the community. They'll come and visit with us. They don't think they can retire. They think they need to work another 5 or 10 years. And then we show them how we can use income allocation. And it is the most gratifying thing when I tell them that they can retire sooner than they thought.
Call now and request your complimentary income allocation retirement portfolio design and the book Income Allocation. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Hi, I'm Mark Stewart with Bird Colgin Ford. It's that time of year. It's football season. Bird Colgin Ford is a proud supporter of the best high school football teams right here in Texas. We're also proud to sell the number one truck in Texas, led by our leading rusher, the F-150, 42 years in a row. Nominate your Ford Tough Player of the Week at FordPlayerOfTheWeek.com. Berg Colgin Ford, the right choice since 1936.
Berg Colgin Ford.
The Gold's Gym After Thanksgiving Sale is going on now. Join Gold's Gym now through Cyber Monday and pay no dues until 2020. That's right, we'll pay your dues until 2020. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Hurry, this limited time offer ends Monday, December 2nd. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Enrollment fee and commitment required. Annual fee and other restrictions may apply. Visit goldsgym.com/no-dues to learn more.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning, day before Thanksgiving. Appreciate you being with us today. John Morris, Garrett Ross, joined by Chris Allman. Next segment for Fun Facts to Know and Tell. And share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's next opponent, the Kansas Jayhawks, on Saturday in Lawrence. We're glad you're with us, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Baylor Club is a little different schedule this week with the holidays. Today is the day where you pick up the, if you purchased a Christmas or Thanksgiving meal from the Baylor Club, today between 10 and 2 is when you can come by to pick those up. So I'm sure those of you that have purchased those certainly know that and have that on your schedule, and you're going to go pick those up. Other than that, they'll be closed today, and I'm looking for the whole schedule here for the Baylor Club. Here we go. So the Sip and Shop was last night. Sip and Shop Holiday Market was last night.
Did y'all make it over
we
there?
We did not. No, I did offer. I brought it up to Terry yesterday afternoon. I said, hey, the Baylor Club's doing this. 55 vendors.
Right.
You know, you're interested in that. And I can't remember what she said, but it was a no.
Yeah.
so we were home last night. That was fine. But that was their sip and shop last night. So today, they are closed for food service. Thanksgiving to go pickup only 10 to 2. Then they're closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving. And then Friday, dinner only from 5 to 9. Saturday, they've got a Baylor, Kansas watch party at 2 o'clock. They've got City View dinner from 5 to 9. So if you're looking for a place to go and join other Baylor folks and friends at the Baylor Club, they've got a watch party on Saturday. 2 o'clock, kickoff 2:30 in the Suite Lounge on Saturday at the Baylor Club. Check it out on the web. TheBaylorClub.com is the website. Their entire schedule is there. Or if you have questions about the schedule, questions about membership, benefits, anything like that, give them a call at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Chris Allman will join us. We'll get an update on young Jack Brian Allman. Oh, yeah, and fun facts to go along with it. So we've got all that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
When it's a party,
people like to rock, so people like to roll.
But it's not a party till it's a family party.
From wedding receptions to anniversary celebrations, from corporate conventions to industrial expositions, there are hundreds of reasons to plan an event with only one name to remember to ensure that your event is perfect in every way. Penley Party Productions, the party planning and production professionals with a giant warehouse crammed with everything that you could possibly need to make your event exciting, unique, and memorable. Since 1991, Penley has been planning and coordinating parties, corporate and school functions, and more. Penley Party Productions, 7201 Santos Drive in Woodway. Call 772-2757 or check them out online at PendleyParty.com. No matter how big or how small, when it's got to be perfect, call the party professionals at Penley Party Productions.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Baylor Lady Bears head coach Kim Mulkey sat down with the media earlier this week to talk about the Lady Bears' upcoming tournament.
Well, my initial thoughts are this will be our first road trip, so it'll be interesting to see how we respond. And then when you look at the caliber of talent that we're playing, we're going to find out quickly. I won't say we're going to find out how good we are, but it's, you know, it's early in the year and it'll be good for us.
The Lady Bears will be in action in the Paradise Jam in St. Thomas from Thursday through Saturday. First game of the tournament will be versus Wazoo Thursday at 4:15 on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs fell to the Clippers 114-99. Tonight, the Rockets will host the Heat at 7, and the Spurs welcome in the T-Wolves at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
Splits out wide to the right side. It's a pass to the end zone. To Ish Wainwright. Did he catch it?
He got
it. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown to Ish Wainwright from Kansas City. He has his first catch as a Baylor Bear, and it's a touchdown here in Kansas.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Highlight cut courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. That goes back 2 years, okay? And so we're putting together elements for our tailgate show on Saturday. Welcome back. Garrett Ross is here, and Chris Allman joins us now also. So putting elements together for the tailgate show on Saturday, and one of the segments we have is a great game in Baylor football history. And, you know, there's a lot that we use and have used before, so I was looking to see if there was something new that I could do this week. And I thought, how about this for a great game? It was 2 years ago in Lawrence. It was a win over Kansas. It was Matt Rhule's first win. Mm-hmm. It was the only win of the year.
Yeah.
But it was 1-11. And then think about this. Wrapped up in that game, Matt Rhule's first win at Baylor, Charlie Brewer's first start, and the play we played there was a touchdown by catch by Ish Wainwright, who came over from basketball to football.
Yeah.
From Kansas City, and it was in Kansas, as we mentioned in the cut there. So we kind of included that, and that's the great game that we'll have on our tailgate show on Saturday.
It's a very nice moment from a season that didn't have very many of them.
Right. And again, and Coach Rhule mentioned it, the symmetry, 1-11 that year, 2 years ago, and a win this week, and they're 11-1 2 years later.
I don't see all of Coach's media availability. I try to watch, you know, his post-game. Baylor Athletics just basically posts the raw, you know, stuff. Has he at any point gotten tired of hearing about 1-11? Or is it because now it's only brought up by saying, hey, you're 10-1 now, so that kind of eases it?
Because yeah,
at a certain point, right, like, we got to move on past that. But he hasn't gotten annoyed.
I don't think so. I mean, because it really is. I mean, that's a big part of the story.
Yeah.
To consider you were 1-11 2 years ago, and now chance to be 11-1. So I don't know. Maybe in a private moment he would say, let's don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
But it's part of the story.
Yeah. And it has been, I was telling you, I think I went and saw him play maybe one time his first year, and it was just different. You know, it was just a kind of a jarring season. But boy, sitting there watching that game Saturday, I mean, it is high-level football and so much fun to watch in a whole different way than it ever has been.
Yeah, it's a good team. I mean, it's a good team all the way around.
Very
defense
good.
Defense is really, really good.
Yeah, very good. Very enjoyable.
Speaking of which, the college football playoff poll was out last night, and so I was home early, and I wasn't watching it, but then I got something on my phone and looked at it, and my reaction was, oh, wow. And Terry said, what? And I said, oh, it's college football playoff rankings, because Baylor jumped 5 spots to number 9. That's a big jump in 1 week. Oklahoma moved up 2 spots to number 7. And that's pretty good for the old Big 12, you know, to have, you know, we're still not in the top 4, but still to have that kind of movement upward by both those teams.
Yeah, does it? I mean, I know that Texas is, are they 6-5 right now?
Right.
But does it still kind of show some of the cachet that comes with beating Texas, that Baylor won a game they were supposed to win, and maybe it's just the way that they did it that made them jump 5 spots? But I have a hard time believing that had Baylor been 14 and beat maybe West Virginia 24-10, they weren't jumping to 9. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's just that persona around Texas for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they lose, you know, even if Texas, you know, they'll fluctuate up and down just because of their wins and losses.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but Baylor should be in the top 10, and, you know, they're rightfully where they need to be.
Yeah.
I think they should be higher, actually. But.
Right. I mean, that's good for the league. We're still not there into the playoff yet, but you're going to have now a top 10 win, whoever wins the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Baylor wins the championship game over Oklahoma, it's a top 10 win.
Yeah. And if there was ever a time to not look past your opponent for Baylor, it's this week.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much riding on this week. You can't I mean, yeah, you can celebrate going to the Big 12 championship, but boy, if there was ever a time to not, and ever a season to not overlook Kansas with Coach Miles, it feels like this is the week and this is the season not to do that.
That's it. And this team, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're, you know, this team has shown that it's 1-0 this week, that mentality, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, how's young Jack Bryan Allman? How are things in the Allman household?
He's good, and things are great in our household just because I have a rock star of a wife. She has just eased into two-parent. We've been two parents for a while now.
Thanks for that news.
She's eased into two-kid life like a champ.
That's great.
He'll be 3 weeks old tomorrow, and the name of the game right now is keeping him healthy.
Yeah.
Because it's cold and flu season and sick season, and he doesn't get shots until middle of January. So he is, we're going to do family holiday stuff, but he will not see another child for 2 months. He can only see adults.
Right. That's a real concern. And then weather, good gosh, up and down weather like this, you got to be careful there too.
Yeah. And it's hit everyone in our house. Well, there's only four of us. Lane and I both were sick.
Yeah.
So thankfully so far, Jack is the most important one to keep healthy, and then Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Carrie were out of commission and I were in charge,
I can remember sometimes when that was the case in our house. That pretty much shuts down the operation.
Carrie and my mom and my sister-in-law were texting about going to the girls' Christmas movie this year. They always go see a movie together. Yeah. And I just chimed in and said, how about a girls plus Jack movie? And she said, nope. So I'm still, I don't know if it's being a male or just being an inadequate male, but I still get a little nervous about just me and the baby by myself.
Here's this is off track. This is not fun facts, but here's what we did when Megan was born. So Megan was our first, and Terry was teaching school at that time, and I was working at Channel 10. So her schedule teaching was obviously during the day, leave early, school, home at whatever, 3:30 or 4. I would go into work at 2 and work till 11, you know, working at the TV station. So I kept Megan during the day. And then we had somebody, sweet Cindy Livingston, Cindy Knight now, would come to our house for 2 hours, and then Terry would be home. But it was me and Megan, just the two of us, and I had to do it, you know, I had to make it work. And looking back on it, that was the greatest thing in the world.
I keep wanting to find cracks in the persona of you just being the best guy I know, and stories like that don't help. Like the idea of me being in charge of just one kid. Now, Lane at this point, but if it was just me and Jack every morning from 9 to, what, 2?
Yeah.
8 to 2, 6 to 2, I'd be gray-haired.
Yeah. Well, look at me. but it didn't come from that, so it was really fun. Okay, I digress. You have a good list for us. You always do. Fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's next opponent. In this case, the Kansas Jayhawks, a fictional character. Do you talk about that? Okay, the Jayhawk is a fictional bird.
I was like, wait, what? I was looking through my fun facts to see what I had missed.
No, that's just folks like Missouri folks especially like to poke at the Jayhawk.
Ah.
It's a made up something.
Well, that's okay when it comes to mascots. You see Santa Cruz is the fighting banana slugs.
Yeah.
Which, is a banana slug a real thing?
I don't know. We were at Coastal Carolina this weekend, and they're the Chanticleers.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, you want some fun facts here?
Please.
So you would think with a struggling football program that the fun facts might be fewer and further between. Not true.
Oh, good.
I really put some work in on these. So, okay, the first time these guys met, September of 71, Kansas was in the Big 8, Baylor was in the Big 12. It was a 22-0 Kansas win. Baylor's on a 9-game winning streak in the series. And the last one they lost was that 2007 season, which was a total just outlier, wacky football season where Kansas started 11-0, got to number 2 in the country. Then they played another Cinderella team, Missouri, in the Border Showdown and lost. The Missouri went on to lose to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship. And there is a a pretty good little YouTube video out there about just the overall wildness of the 2007 college football season.
Huh.
Because that was the year LSU ended up winning the national championship with two losses, right? Garrett's nodding his head.
Garrett, yes, that's correct.
Garrett is LSU full LSU gear yeah. over there. That was also the year that App State beat Michigan. So just a weird college football season all the way around. Previous games, they met in 88 and 89, once in Lawrence, one in Waco. The 89 game was Baylor's first win of the season, and they had started with a really brutal stretch at OU and at Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Were you doing games in 89 with Mr. Fallon?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, it was just a tough schedule. I mean, Coach Taft wouldn't, you know, shy away from scheduling like that.
Yeah, I mean, OU, Georgia, Kansas.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that was probably their only three non-conference games at the time. Was it right into Southwest Conference play?
Yeah, I think it was three.
That's a brutal schedule. Kansas has been in the Big Six, the Big Seven, the Big Eight, and the Big 12. So unless at some point they slide over to the Big Ten or there's reclassification and there's Big 11, they've pretty much hit all the big conferences thus far. All right, here's something to know about the university itself. They had their first classes on September 12th, 1866, and they launched the university with three faculty members, each of whom made $1,600 a year.
Wow.
So that made me think about, do you remember your first full-time job, what your salary might have been?
First.
You might not want to disclose the actual number, but.
I had a paper route. I worked at my dad's skating rink.
I'm talking about.
Post Baylor. So KWTX at KWTX.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it was $24,000 a year.
Okay. I made $17,000 a year as the sports editor at the Belton Journal in 2001.
Okay.
So I don't know what $1,600 a year in 1866 was, but it's just such a funny small number when you look at it as an annual salary. All right, are you guys at all familiar with how the Rock Chalk Jayhawk chant came about? Anybody?
No. I've heard it.
No?
Go ahead.
Good. Well, that's what fun facts are for, to let you know how the Rock Chalk Jayhawk chant came about. It evolved. It first started out with rah-rah Jayhawk KU. And then there was a chemistry professor named E.H.S. Bailey, which is for sure the name of a guy who lived in the 1800s or early 1900s, that proposed, he was the science club sponsor, and he proposed that rah-rah be changed to rock chalk because, A, it rhymed with Jayhawk, but also, I guess, Kansas is maybe on something called Mount Oread, and there is a chalk-like limestone that's found in that that mountain, that hill that they're on. So it's limestone, chalk rock. So he just proposed, well, let's just call it rock chalk, and that be our chant, and that was it. So it's, in addition to having a fictional mascot, they have just a completely arbitrary random chant, but it's like one of the great chants ever, especially at Fog Allen when they're chanting in a basketball game. So the evolution there, God, that's a 140-year-old chant now, more so. I mentioned this last week, the website Watch Stadium that asked all the football coaches what songs they like to listen to, and we briefly brought it up last week that Les Miles likes 21 Savage. And Garrett's shaking his head again. Garrett, not a fan last week when we brought this up.
I don't like the whole idea of this mumble rap stuff.
Okay. Well, I did some research on 21 Savage, and research being Wikipedia.
Okay.
He is, I believe, British born, who has been twice arrested in 2019, once detained by immigration officials and once detained for theft by deception. I guess he was agreed to a show, was paid, and did not show up. So based on my research of Les Miles and my research of 21 Savage, I can confidently say that Les Miles does not know one 21 Savage lyric. I think that was probably a tool to relate to the kids.
Yes.
If I were not mistaken.
That's funny.
Kansas played in the first NCAA contracted nationally televised regular season college football game, September of 52 against TCU. Their big rivals, obviously Kansas State. That one's the Sunflower Showdown. And then Missouri. And I think that one, they called it the Border War until 2004 and changed the name.
Right.
And as I understand it, it maybe doesn't get the acclaim that some of your Auburns and Alabamas and Texas and OUs, but that's a pretty heated rivalry.
I can tell you. It is intense on both sides.
Yeah, and they stopped. They played it every year from 91 to 2011. And then Missouri went to the SEC in 2011, 2012. But they don't play it currently. And they missed 1 year in 1918 when a flu epidemic canceled the entire game. So, not one of those things we see nowadays.
But I think they're coming back, right? In basketball, maybe? Kansas play Missouri this year? Maybe it's not this year, but it's coming up on the schedule.
Okay, but no plans to get back together on the football field?
I don't think so.
Okay, they've never had a Heisman Trophy winner, but they've had some studs, Gale Sayers and John Riggins, both running backs. But they have, or they are responsible for some college hardware. You guys are familiar with the Outland Trophy. John Outland played at Kansas in 1895 and 1896, and he coached there for one season in 1901. And he felt like tackles and guards weren't getting enough recognition, so he created and conceived the Outland Trophy. So it was first given out in 1946. But I kind of like the guy's MO where he just said, well, there's no award for tackles and guards. I'm going to create it and name it after myself.
Yeah.
And an ironic note, no Kansas player has ever actually won the Outland Trophy. So there's an ironic fun fact for you. Fog Allen, the legendary basketball coach at Kansas, also coached football. He coached one season of football in 1920. He was 5-2-1. He also coached baseball for two seasons and was 6-17-1. So Fog, the football and baseball coach, not nearly the success that Fog, the basketball coach. All right, we'll get to notable alumni real quick. But this is a fun one slash a tough one for Kansas alumnus Clyde Tombaugh. Clyde Tombaugh was a astronomer who graduated from Kansas, and in 1930, he was credited for discovering the planet Pluto. Now, you guys probably know, Pluto was reclassified in 2006, no longer a planet. I don't remember what it's called now, if it's just called a minor planet or what. So I thought we could do a little bit of science talk here for 1 minute in honor of Clyde Tombaugh. So here is why there was a board or an organization called the IAU, and they, in 2006, because of this debate about Pluto, they created a resolution that defined the term planet. And there are three conditions for an object in the solar system to be called a planet. All right. So This is for all the kids that are off school today. Here's your science lesson. In order for something to be a planet, it must orbit around the sun. I think we probably all know that. We agree with that. Number two, it must be massive enough to be rounded by its own gravity. More specifically, and I'm reading this verbatim, I don't have this memorized, its own gravity should pull it into a shape defined by hydrostatic equilibrium. I don't know what that means. Number three, it must have cleared the neighborhood around its orbit. And it's that third one that disqualified Pluto from being a planet.
Okay.
So at Thanksgiving, when inevitably planet talk comes up,
sure,
use this.
Fun fact.
Fun facts to know and share and tell and amaze your friends and family with about Pluto. All right, I know we got to go. Let me run through notable alums real quick. The great Senator Bob Dole from Kansas. He a Kansas alumnus. Wilt Chamberlain, obviously, great all-time, not all-time, but great scorer, great rebounder, revolutionized the game. The voice of Foghorn Leghorn, Yosemite Sam, and Disney's Goofy is a guy named Bill Farmer. He a Kansas alum. Don Johnson, who played Sonny Crockett in Miami Vice, and great underrated character David Sims in the movie Tin Cup. If you've never seen it,
he
kind of plays the foil to Roy McAvoy, Kevin Costner's Roy McAvoy. Great character. Dean Smith, legendary North Carolina coach, was a member of Kansas's 57 NCAA championship team. The first female Globetrotter, Lynette Woodard, she played at Kansas. Paul Rudd, hilarious actor, Clueless, various other things, very funny. And the star of one of the all-time underrated top five sports movies of all time, Necessary Roughness, Scott Bakula, a Kansas alum.
Really?
Also in Quantum Leap, currently can be seen on NCIS New Orleans. But if you've never seen Necessary Roughness, it is a total, it's not a send-up of college football, but it's basically the story of a college football program that it was made in the 80s when they just assumed everyone cheated.
Right.
So it's a story of a school that gets put on probation. They bring in a coach that's straight as an arrow. Scott Bakula plays a 40-year-old quarterback. Kathy Ireland's their kicker. Sinbad's a lineman. So he an alumnus of Kansas. And those are your fun facts to know, share, tell, and amaze your friends and family with, specifically this year at Thanksgiving.
Fantastic. Very good. Good table talk around the Thanksgiving dinner right there.
I'm bringing up the Pluto thing.
Let me know how that goes over.
I'm going to lead with it. Like, I tell you what, I'm going to try to corner family members and just give them Pluto talk. And I'll give you guys an update on how that goes.
Let us know how that goes. Thanks, Chris. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to see you guys.
Right.
Have a good holiday.
Appreciate Chris being here with his fun facts about Baylor's next opponent, the Kansas Jayhawks. Let's take a break when we come back. Day of the day and some birthdays. We'll have all that when we come back. By the way, Kansas-Missouri men's basketball renewing their rivalry. 6-year series begins next year.
First time they've played since they were both in the Big 12?
Since, exactly. Right, okay. Right. So getting back together, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people... It's funny that you probably have a healthy sports disdain for the other university, but you really miss the competition.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Take a break. Be right back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square. It's more than a place to call home.
More savings on Buick. Black Friday is Buick Friday all month at Richard Carr Buick. Save 20% on all Buick SUVs in stock and save 25% on Encores. A huge selection of Encores priced $19,800 or lower. The lowest price of the year on the hot-selling Buick Encore. More SUV for less money at Richard Carr's Buick Friday sales event happening now. Get the details at Highway 6 of the Imperial Exit or at RichardCarrMotors.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Baylor Lady Bears head coach Kim Mulkey sat down with the media earlier this week to talk about the Lady Bears upcoming tournament.
Well, my initial thoughts are this will be our first road trip, so it'll be interesting to see how we respond. And then when you look at the caliber of talent that we're playing, we're going to find out quickly. I won't say we're going to find out how good we are, but you know, it's early in the year, and it'll be good for us.
The Lady Bears will be in action in the Paradise Jam in St. Thomas from Thursday through Saturday. First game of the tournament will be versus Wazoo Thursday at 4:15 on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs fell to the Clippers 114-99. Tonight, the Rockets will host the Heat at 7, and the Spurs welcome in the T-Wolves at 7:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We appreciate Chris Allman coming in. We're brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page for contact information, success stories, testimonials, lots of good things there. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor on Facebook. All right, final segment. Garrett tells me our day of the day today is National Jukebox Day. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there was a few, but I figured, you know, jukebox, I like music, so yeah. I figured that would be a good day.
That's good. Is this still a thing? Are there still jukeboxes out there?
I don't think there's traditional, well, let me rephrase that. Some places probably still have traditional ones. Most of the ones you'll see, I've seen now, are like digital.
Yes, you know, exactly.
And they, but right. As far as like a old school jukebox, I'm sure you can find one somewhere. But
right, right.
They're not as popular as they once were.
That's probably right. I'm trying to think. Someplace here in town, maybe it's Old Chicago Pizza.
They might have.
They've
one.
Got a modern, like a digital jukebox, I think there. So I'm sure some places have it. These go back to the name originates from places called juke houses or juke joints. In the early 1900s, people congregated in these establishments to listen to music. In 1889, Louis Glass and his partner William Arnold invented the first coin operated player in San Francisco. So it goes all the way back to 1889. So today is the day before Thanksgiving, but also National Jukebox Day. Very good. All right. Birthdays, anybody?
I don't have any today. No.
All right. Let's see who I've got on my list here. Mark Tanner. Today's his birthday. Mark and I were in school together at Danville High School in Kentucky. Kyle Peterson's birthday is today. Eric Romanoff, man about town and triathlete extraordinaire, Eric Romanoff. Today is his birthday. Let's see. Dan Evett, former Baylor baseball player. Dan is, golly, 31 years old today. Dan Evett, his birthday is today. And I think that's all. Oh, no, there is one more that is on my list, and it is our spotter and statistician for our football games this year is Jace Andrews. And this is really a unique situation in that our spotter and statistician for years had been Brian was with us as our spotter and statistician, and he just couldn't do it with other family requirements, and Brian Peters. And so we were thinking around, who could it be? And Jace is a high school senior this year at Liberty Hill. And but a big Baylor guy,
right.
His family is big Baylor people, and we met at some point over the summer, I think, and he is very, very focused on a career in broadcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to do very well for himself because he's a high school senior, and he's got a leg up on probably anybody else, you know, at that age.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. And so we were meeting over the summer, and I said, hey, let me ask you something, because I knew we had this opening. And I said, would you be interested in that? And he just kind of, his eyes lit up, and he was very interested. And then he said the right things. He said, I need to talk to mom and dad and make sure they're okay with it and check his schedule, because he does games for his high school, for Liberty Hill. But he's made it work, and he's been there with us pretty much every game this year, even traveling to a lot of the road games also. So today is Jace's birthday. So 18 years old today, 18. Jace Andrews, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. And that's definitely, that's experience that's going to take you a long way.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's what you need to get.
So he has taken part of his preparation for what he hopes is a career in broadcasting, and Jace can do anything he wants. I mean, yeah, he'll be a success at anything he does, was he went to a camp at Oklahoma State, a broadcasting camp that Dave Hunziker did. And he was really, you know, drawn in by that. So he's going to Oklahoma State next year. He's got all this Baylor background,
right,
and loves Baylor, but he's going to Oklahoma State for the broadcasting classes there. And so he came to Stillwater when we played Oklahoma State this year, and Dave and I were saying, all right, the winner of this game gets Jace.
That's funny.
So he'll do very well for himself, whatever he chooses to do in life, and he hopes it's broadcasting, and I'm all for him. And he's been great to have with us. He's been very, very good as another set of eyes and ears working in our broadcast. So happy birthday to Jace Andrews today. All right, that's our time. We got to go. We appreciate Chris Allman coming in with fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends and family with about Baylor's next opponent, the Kansas Jayhawks. We won't be here tomorrow or Friday, and hope you'll enjoy Thanksgiving with your family and friends. If you're traveling, be very careful, and we'll talk to you next on Saturday with the Baylor-Kansas game from Lawrence. Garrett, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, J-Mo.
Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Matt Mosley Show here on ESPN Central Texas.
Oh, you just made that up?